Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I told a story to a group of coaching clients recently about LinkedIn video. I have not had the best track record with LinkedIn video. I'm trying to get better at it. I'm trying to take it more seriously. These days, I'm publishing a video on LinkedIn almost every single day, and I'm hoping that's going to help me really move the needle. But, you know, in the past, I've had mixed results. Some videos have done well, some haven't done well. All in all, my engagement is, I think, relative to the amount of video that I put out there, okay. It's getting better. I mean, I think these days I'm pretty much guaranteed to get 20 to 30 likes and, you know, 1,000 or 2 views on a video. And it's trending upwards. But in the beginning, it was really tough. In the beginning, I wasn't getting much traction at all, not many views. Also, didn't really know what I was doing. I was posting at the wrong times of the day, making all kinds of mistakes. But it was tough in the beginning. But I tried to just kind of get better at the craft and keep putting things out there. And then one video that I published a couple of months ago, it all of a sudden just blew up. And whereas otherwise I was getting, you know, 10, 15, 20 likes here and there, sometimes less, this video over the course of a week got like 70 some odd likes. It had a bunch of comments. I got some really great feedback on the video, and it had about 8,000 views when all was said and done, which is definitely not like viral video status by any means, but for me, that was a lot. That was way more than I'd gotten up until then. And I had a lot of inbound LinkedIn connection requests that came out of that. And I had a few really good conversations with qualified leads. So that video really did its job. And it taught me that there is so much potential in LinkedIn video if I just keep at it, keep producing, and get better at the craft. And then last week happened. My friend, Liston Witherell, who's an excellent, excellent LinkedIn video creator, somebody that I really look up to as far as his LinkedIn videos goes, he put out a video last week on a Monday. And the video was about the follow-up email template that he uses right after he finishes a call with a prospect. And so it's a longer video. It's about 7 minutes long. He talks about the follow-up strategy. And then he makes an offer for people to get the follow-up template. And he asks them to drop a comment below the video to let him know if they want the template, and he'll send it to them. Well, last time I checked, that video had more than 600 likes and I think 500 or 600 comments, and it had been viewed 35,000 times. And I messaged Liston. I was like, I'm like angry, right? Because like, how is this guy doing this? This is crazy. I'm like, how are you getting this kind of traction? And he's blown away himself. He's like, he had no idea this video would be so popular. He's a guy who's probably getting otherwise, you know, he was doing well. He's probably getting 70, 80 likes per video before this one. But to go from 70, 80 likes per video and maybe, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 views to 600 likes and 35,000 views is an incredible jump. Yeah, that's insane. And granted, he did a lot of things right in this video to kind of give it that virality, if you will. But the point is, that's what happens when you're consistent. That's what happens when you keep showing up, is that sometimes your videos, they're just, you know, status quo. They do okay. They get some exposure, and some exposure is better than no exposure. So I think even when your videos don't get as much engagement as you would have liked them to have, it's still worth doing because you would be surprised who's watching. And I always get comments from people about, oh yeah, I saw your LinkedIn video. I really loved what you said about this and this. And you know, they didn't like or they didn't comment, but they did watch and it had an impact on them. But every now and then you're gonna have that one video that just takes off. For me, it was, you know, 70, 80 likes and 8,000 views. That was great for me and I was really happy with that. For Liston, it was 600 likes and comments and 35,000 views. One video, which is crazy. I mean, in those numbers, I mean, the topic he was covering has so much broad-based appeal. Everyone needs to hear that topic. So it really applied to everybody. And that's why it got the exposure that it did. You might not see those kinds of numbers, but you don't need those kinds of numbers. That's the point. You don't need to have that many views. You just need some really solid engagement consistently over time to make a really big difference. So that's the good news, is that if you stick with it, if you're consistent, if you commit to learning the craft, understanding how it works, and making improvements to your videos over time, you will eventually get that pop in traffic. Your video will go further than it otherwise would. And when it does, it'll give you a lot more confidence in being able to stick with this consistently. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.